well, you can hear all the life around me. I'm sat out on the veranda, just outside the back door of the cottage. It's, I don't think it's even 10 o'clock yet, on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 24th of March. It's quite cloudy. And all the ribes are out, the flowers are everywhere. In fact, the garden is like a, it's like a pink, no, it's like a painting that's had pink splashed all over it. And there's some huge bumblebees and wild bees. Of course, because they're all the female bees that have lived through the winter. Extraordinary little creatures, they really are. Because before they go into hibernation, they already have all of next year's generation fertilized, all the eggs fertilized in their little bellies. And they hibernate over the winter in places where they have a good chance of survival, like earthen banks. They make little holes in the earthen banks where it's dry. That's what I've noticed most here at Bealtaine Cottage, you know, because I walk the land every day and I'm always intrigued to understand what this is or that is, or so I could pinpoint quite a few of these little hibernation spots, and they're used year after year. I think mostly the male bees, the drones, die off at the end of the season. And that's why it's so important that the queens that go into hibernation already have those little eggs fertilised. So they're carrying the entire next generation of their little family with them into hibernation. That's why habitat's so important. That's why it's so important not to go around doing a huge tidy up at the end of the summer. Let the autumn leaves settle. Let the dry dead wood from trees fall. Don't go digging. Unless you're going to plant something, of course. You need to dig a hole to plant a tree. But what I aim to do over the next few weeks, as the garden is like on a fast forward of life, you know, everything's greening up or flowering, bees are buzzing, birds are going crazy, finding partners and starting to build nests. It is wonderful. And so I'm going to make a series of short videos over on YouTube. Now, there's a bit of a reason for making them short. Number one, this is an incredible time of the year for me to be out observing, working, and just being outside is so wonderful. But it's so easy to upload a 5 or even a 10 minute video. If it goes beyond 5 or 10 minutes, it becomes something that I've got to hang around indoors to oversee. Where I'm sat at the moment, I'm just on the end of the veranda, quite near the barn, and I'm looking over at various bird feeders that are being surrounded by hordes of birds. And I know that there's always this debate about, you know, feeding the birds. Oh, you shouldn't feed the birds. It's coming into spring. Let them, you know, forage for themselves, etc., etc. Damn that. I'm using strong words because I feel strongly about it. Damn that attitude. We have taken virtually all of the habitat of all of the species, of all of the earth. No, it's. I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous. It's so stupid what we've done. So we have to try to make amends. We have to try to change that nonsense in our heads that we have dominion, and we have to start being caretakers. And to be a good caretaker means putting what you're caring for first and putting yourself second. And human beings aren't very good at that, are they? We are notorious for putting ourselves first and everything else comes a very poor second. But the rewards, can you hear them? Can you hear the rewards here? I live in a state of joy. Not because of anything other than this incredible life support system around me. And yes, I am on life support. This is my life support. I have clean air because of all the trees. I'm just looking out now towards the oak tree that's planted on the bank. And it's got lots of lichens over it. And that's a sign of clean air. That is a direct manifestation of clean air. I'm listening to the birds. That is lifting all my brain waves and making me feel joyful. And it's not just a transient joy, it's a deep, deep joy. I'm looking at the flowers and the bees. And it's exciting to see this incredible life support system all around me. I am supported by life. Having a garden, having a little bit of land, having a farm, having anything that incurs a responsibility towards Mother Earth, a direct responsibility, i.e. that's the land, I have to take care of it. It can go either one of two ways. Your attitude, that is. One's attitude. You can take the attitude that I take, which is, I'm the caretaker. I have to do everything within my power to help sustain this life because this life is my support, my life support system. Or I can take the attitude of, I've got to control this. I've got to make this pay. I've got to make this produce for me. I am allowed to excavate the very bowels of the earth in order to have something for me. I am allowed to dominate. The wind is trying to drown out these words because the wind knows what is right and what is wrong. You see, everything is connected. Nothing is in isolation. And quite often when I talk, there's a wind comes up around me. I want to say a big thanks to everyone who supports me on Patreon, by the way. And I also want to say a big thank you to everyone who comes onto the website and purchases a book or a map or even a calendar at this late date. The calendars are beautiful, by the way. I've got to say that. Because at the moment I'm using bits of calendars to wrap up maps in before I put them into envelopes to post. So I'm constantly reminded of the beautiful images. And I have reinstated my email address here on the website. It's on the right-hand part of the screen. Unless you're using a mobile phone, by the way, in which case it's just the blog that's coming up. But if you're using a wider screen like a laptop or a computer or whatever, you will see that there's two columns on the website. You have the main column, which has got all the blogs on it, and then the right-hand side, which is a slimmer column, and that has all kinds of widgets on it, you know, so it has photographs and the Facebook stream and the Twitter stream and whatever. Well, on that part, I have reinstated my email address, and I've also reinstated my actual address. There's a little note there that says I cannot respond to personal emails. Well, if I had the time, I could, but I just haven't got that time. And I only go on to my social media platforms when I open up my laptop. And that's usually about once, maybe twice a day. But there's a lot to sort of... you know, just keep an eye on. So I apologise. I don't have time to respond to personal emails, though I do read them all. So just going to leave you now with the beautiful sounds of birds and spring and wind. And say blessings to you all.